This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. And listen, you know, get involved in the conversation. Whether you hop up on the website and give me your email address, we only send out one email a week. Not like we inundate you every day with an email. We have a live chat room on the website. We have a live chat Facebook feed. We did. Maybe we don't anymore. I don't know. No, it's not up because I'm just too busy. Anyway, we'll get to it. I am Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look at the Veterans Day was kind of weird, right? Because it fell yesterday. Not that the veterans are weird, but you know what I'm saying. So what you needed to do, and if you haven't done, do it now. Not now. After the show. You need to thank a vet. And I know this sounds kind of goofy, and it sounds kind of, you know, this doesn't sound right, but really, seriously, even though things aren't going quite the way we'd like them to go, you need to thank a vet. You need to thank a vet that you have the ability, you've had the ability, if you would, to vote, kind of sort of decide on the person you want, depending on where you live. I'm not joking, I'm serious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, I went to a veterans event yesterday, and it was really cool. A couple hundred people there. And there were some really, really old vets there. And you could see in their faces how appreciative they were that we reached out, that we were doing this for them. And again, it wasn't a big to-do, but big enough for them to be recognized. So that shows me that they so much appreciate what you're willing to do for them. So you don't know the, I hate to say it this way, but you don't know the dumb little things you can do for someone. The little thank yous. I realize, you guys are going to throw something at me, I know you are, but I realized on Sunday that I had never thanked my dad for his service. And it wasn't like I didn't want to thank him or I don't think, it wasn't any of that. It was a duh moment. You know, I am sitting around, and these guys are talking about their dads and their granddads and all the work and all the wonderful, you know, I mean, them being in the service. And at one point, I heard some guy say to his, I guess it was his dad, you know, Dad, thank you. You know, I know you gave up a lot for us. And I was thinking, wow, I don't think I've ever said thank you to my dad. You know, he's dead. That's just what he did. I don't know. That's kind of goofy. So, again, don't wait till he's gone or she's gone. Your mom was a vet. Maybe they were both the vets. I don't know. But don't wait till they're gone to say thank you. You know what I mean? Reach out to them now. Grandpa, grandma, uncles, aunts, whoever. Get them all in one swipe. Just pick up the phone and call them. I'm not joking. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really being part of the conversation. Because you need to be part of the conversation. You need to be part of what's going on. You need to understand how other people think or don't think, depending on how you look at it. Oh, I had so much I want to talk about. But the vet thing, I didn't want to let go because it just dawned on me how much we forget those around us. We don't really give it a whole bunch of thought. So I know it's a day behind. Didn't mean anything bad by it. All right, let's talk about. Are you still reeling from last week? Are you still drinking heavily over the results of last week? You know, at first I was thinking, and I've had people say to me today, you know, don't worry about it, everything's good, it's going to be fine. Well, I don't agree with that line of thinking. I don't think everything's going to be fine. I'm going to talk about this more in the second hour. We're going to go through 2 years of hell. And I don't say that lightly. I say that because all that's going to happen for the next 2 years, and I'm going to prove it to you. All the Dems are going to do are investigate, 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 impeach, impeach, impeach to investigate, or investigate to impeach. Right? Because let's not try to make sure that the jobs keep coming in, that unemployment stays low. Let's not make sure of any of that. Stock market took a note. You know, you were all gloating. Well, at least the ones that I saw, the Dems were gloating last week on how the stock market didn't take a nosedive like President Trump said it would. Well, I think the alcohol wore off because today it took over 600-point nosedive. So, sorry, you're incorrect. However, unlike some of the left, I'm not going to blame that all on the Democrats. I'm not going to blame it on the Republicans. Not yet, anyway. But as some of you who listen to the show on a regular basis, David Fisher has been calling for this forever. He's been telling us this is going to happen forever. So this is nothing new. But what's really bad is all the cheating going on in some of these cities that try to take the votes away from a Republican. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me right after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. CannabisRadio.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring on the part of the 53% of the white women who voted Republican, and shame on them. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. To discuss the issues of the day and the craziness that is going on in this world. So, you know, first of all, how you doing?
Don't shame me. Don't shame me.
Well, no, Chelsea. No. Let's get this straight. This is an opinion section out of The Guardian, okay? They say half of the white women who continue to vote Republican, what is wrong with you? Why wouldn't you vote Democrat? You know they're the only ones that care about you.
I'm trying to... Be I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC.
Good, thank you.
I'm trying to behave.
I appreciate that more than you know.
I saw several different lunatics on the left saying that same kind of thing, and I'm like, okay, so do you expect white women to just be morons and vote against their best interests by voting for Democrats? Because the Democrat Party has become such left-wing loons that everything they propose, literally everything, is counter to freedom, keeping more of our own money, getting good jobs, being able to choose our children's school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why would anyone vote for them is my big question. Never mind white women. But why would anyone vote for Democrats? That I will never understand ever, ever, ever for the rest of my life.
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's amazing to me that they constantly try to pound on women. They try to pound on black people that, you know, what are you doing voting for Republicans? They've never done anything for you. You know, if we would just teach history, I think you'd see something turn around. You know, as the younger kids start to get a little older into society, you're going to see them change because they're going to see the truth. They're going to hear the truth. They're going to learn the truth. They're going to look it up for themselves, don't you think?
I voted for a black man for my congressman.
How dare you?
I mean, I thought I was supposed to be racist.
Oh, there you go. No, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. Was it a black Republican?
Yes.
Oh, no. See, he's confused. He doesn't know what party he should belong to. Don't you know that?
I forgot. I forgot. I also supported a gay Republican, another gay man who's a Republican, but I guess, oh, he's a Republican, so he doesn't count.
Yeah. Oh, they give Xander all kinds of lip, okay? Now, actually, here's the funny thing. This is where they're coming from. They call Xander homophobic. Think about that for a second, right? Don't you just find that just, it's just perfect. Anyhow, this article, I read this article and I was thinking to myself, wow, this is exactly what's wrong with this country. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. When you think that your group, your party is 100% right all the time, there is something seriously wrong with you. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Well, it's not even that they think their party is right. They think they know what's best for everyone else, and they're so deranged. They're literally mentally deranged. They're so deranged that no other ideas are plausible in their world. So you cannot vote for anyone else but Democrats because no other ideas are plausible. Even though we all know that all Democrat ideas are an epic failure. I mean, anyone who actually thinks with their brain and not their lady parts, in my case, being a woman.
Yeah, I always love when my headset goes dead right when in the middle of a conversation, don't you? Anyway, it's all right. We'll get it fixed. But
no, you didn't hear what I said about you?
No, I missed that part. Okay, I'm sorry. We can't stay connected now. No, but you know, listen, you're right. You're right about that. There's a lot. When you look around this country, one of the things I was talking about last week with Corey Duncan was how the black community consistently gets stiffed by the Democrats because of the inner city public schools, and they keep throwing money at it. They throw money at it. Throw money at it. They keep failing. They don't get any better. Somebody needs to sit back and go, wait a minute, this isn't working. What are we going to do to fix this? What are we going to do to make it better for them? But they don't do it. The black community needs to have an uprising in those areas. And that's the only way they're going to fix it. It's the only, well, I shouldn't say it's the only, but basically it's a government program that you're stuck with. You have no choice. You can go to jail for not sending your kids to that school or those schools. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the huge problem is the Democrats are always like, public schools, and, oh, throw more money at it, throw more money at it. Oh, we need to fix those public schools. You can't give kids school choice. Well, they've had 30 years. We've increased... more than 30 years, we've increased the amount we give to public education by 300%. Test scores have remained the same or gotten far worse in some schools, especially in those inner city communities. And Democrats have not lifted one finger to help any part of education become better. See Common Core, if you don't believe me, although that was part some Republicans too, like that nitwit Jeb Bush. But they don't lift a finger to make it better. Why? Because Democrats don't care about the kids. They care about their union hack buddies who now are able to pull their strings because they helped them buy them into office. It's really, if you think about it, one of the most disgusting things in this country that an entire political party cares more about what the union hacks say than they care about actually educating children.
Well,
it didn't used to be that way until public sector unions. Thanks, JFK, you rot.
God.
Sorry.
Don't. All right. I get
you
where
you're going. You are getting me going.
I tell you what. It
was good all day.
What bothers me the most is you can show data. You can show the issues. You can show the problems. You can show them what we can do to fix it. And you're right to a degree. I mean, you've got the union and other organizations that will sit back and say, I'm sorry, we know what's best. Well, if it's not working, and my biggest example, my best example that I've used in the past is there was a group called Green Dot Charter. And in Los Angeles, Mayor, what's his name? Villaraigosa, he allowed parents in the community to take over a school if it was failing. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. The school was failing 80% of the kids that they were dropping out of school. Okay, when the Green Dot took over, they ended up within a couple of years they ended up at a 73% graduation rate. Okay, they turned it around that quick. They went to uniforms. They got rid of any teacher who said in the interview who said we're just trying to get them through. They opened a school in the morning, early in the mornings. They kept it open later on in the afternoons. They made sure these kids had a safe place to do their homework, and it turned those kids around majorly. Anyhow, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side of GCN Live. Kimberly and I will be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mommies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know how-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. At least 31 people killed in the massive wildfires in California. DNA experts brought in to identify some of the bodies, some people dying in their cars as they tried to escape the flames. Almost 7,000 homes and businesses destroyed. Of course, it being Hollywood, celebrities now getting involved. Actor James Woods helping with his Twitter account, using it to help people find their lost loved ones. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter. As for the situation in Malibu and Calabasas, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says wind still the biggest problem.
Winds 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts up to 55 miles an hour. That clearly has us concerned. We have a lot of resources out on this fire right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
All right, we're going. Hold on.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And get involved in the conversation. I don't care what you're doing, where you're doing, how you're doing. You got to get involved. There's a dozen ways to do it. You can get the app online. You can check us out on Facebook, on therealside.com. There's a gazillion ways to get this. But let me just bring her on now because I know she's raring to go. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to go over the issues of the day. And, man, I think that this is an issue of the week. This is going to be an issue of a month. We're going to talk about the voter fraud and other things in the next hour and what the Dems really want to do from this point on. Kimberly, New Hampshire. No voter fraud there, right? They're good old people there.
Please.
What are you laughing for?
The problem is in New Hampshire is we don't prosecute voter fraud, even when it's delivered. Proven voter fraud has been delivered to the AG's office. It doesn't get prosecuted.
God.
I know someone who is hardcore. He's a Democrat. He hardcore follows all of this. And he's been doing it for years and exposing voter fraud. And he'll hand over documents proving someone voted in New Hampshire and another state, and they don't do anything about it.
Yeah, you know, my understanding of talking to a few people about this is you have to do them one at a time, right? You can't prosecute in bulk. You know, we had issues here in our neck of the woods where we had people showing up to vote, and they were told that they already voted. So apparently we have a whole bunch of people with Alzheimer's that are showing up to vote. You know, in my mind's eye, what they should do is, because, see, are your ballots serialized?
I have no idea.
Yeah, our ballots are serialized. When you put the thing in the machine, it gives you a little receipt at the top, and there's a number on there, right? What I would do is, if somebody showed up and they said, "I already voted," they should make them show an ID. If he or she can prove that they are who they are, they vote, and that first one gets nixed. Period. End of discussion. And that
yeah,
would,
but can they find it?
Well, when it goes to the machine, when they don't read ours by hand. Remember that they all get shoved through a machine, right? Don't you think for a second that they're not reading that serial number?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right. So picks up the serial number. Bottom line, what is that one gets voided out, and the guy who actually showed his license, or the person who actually showed their license, they're the ones that get the right to vote. They're the ones that get the vote. And then we have people showing up. And they're told, well, no, you're a permanent absentee voter. And they go, no, I'm not. I don't know where that came from. Okay? I mean, really, when you have some of the obvious stuff, and you've got somebody standing there with a state-issued ID, and they say, sorry, that wasn't me, I want my vote, we should give it to them. Don't you think?
Yeah. No, just in case someone did, they could be legit that someone did vote in their name when they shouldn't have.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I keep saying, you know, this just isn't right. It isn't right that you know, a guy like me, I go to vote and somebody's already said, hey, you know, you've already voted or what have you. We even have, I don't know how they do provisional ballots in New Hampshire. Here, provisional ballots only get added if the race is extremely close, right? I mean, they really don't give them much credence. So, you know, when people go into the polls and they have a provisional, I mean, they have a absentee ballot, they're supposed to surrender it. And then what happens is the poll worker gives them a regular ballot, right? They weren't doing that. They were giving them provisional ballots. I talked to somebody today who got a provisional ballot. Right? And you go, don't.
I did hear about that.
Don't ever do that again. What the heck is wrong with you people? You know? So anyhow.
Right.
All right. So you see what's happening in Florida? I don't know how anybody justifies that. I really don't know.
Florida. Man, I didn't make that up. Somebody from Florida did.
Okay. Why didn't they drag that woman out? Why didn't they send the marshals in there? You have a court order, and she basically flips the bird at the judge. Anybody else did that, anybody would be screaming all over the place, wouldn't they?
I don't understand why she was still in office, to be honest with you.
What was it? I saw.
Do Rick, you know?
So I see Rick Scott. He's doing the interview, and I don't know who. Brett Baer. That's who did it. And he said to him, he said, "Look, she broke the law once before. You've had all this time to fix it. Why haven't you fixed it yet?" And Scott,
right.
And I lost total respect for him. He said, "Look, that was then. This is now. We have to deal with today. We just need to get through this." I'm going, okay, he's not answering the question. Something's up. He's not, because I would have, at the very first one, I would have removed her from office. End of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So,
yeah.
Just amazing to me. All this stuff. It's like, you know, there's a chapter in my book, I make fun of it, it says, why do they have to steal or cheat to win? You just tell the truth.
Right?
Fight the battle, tell the truth, and just amazing. Just like what's going on in Arizona right now. How do you find tens of thousands of ballots, you know, the day after the election? How is it that a teacher found a bunch of ballots sitting in a closet? Oh, my, how did that happen? Right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's kind of, honestly, it's scary.
And then you find, you know, most, the majority of the votes coming in that have been found are almost all Democrat votes. That doesn't even happen in regular polling.
Oh, that always happens, though, when these kind of situations occur, doesn't it?
I'm not saying anything, because I know what I... And, oh, and by the way, while we're at it, since Hillary sees that they've perfected a way of cheating, she's going to run again in 2020.
I saw that.
She's going to run on health care. Hopefully that'll work for her.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have much faith in voters, considering they buy into the lies and the BS that Democrats sell them, it seems. So I've lost kind of faith in voters over here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yep. I'm kind of with you from a standpoint, but I haven't lost faith in voters as a whole. I've lost faith that the Republican Party are really fighters, are really willing to fight. You know, I would have had... The Dems do this so well, and we're too dumb to figure out to take lessons from them. I would have had attorneys on the ground every place that I even smelt or got a hint that there was going to be some cheating going on. I would have had them ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Ready with documents in hand, and we just don't do that. It's just so dumb.
Right.
You know?
No, it is dumb. I agree.
I don't know.
It's like that all the time, though.
What was their message? How the heck did they get these people in? What's that woman's name out of New York? Cortez. Oh my God! I don't know what planet I'm on.
Ocasio Cortez. Yeah. Lunatic. I don't know.
Yeah, you heard at one point she was talking about how she couldn't afford an apartment in Washington State.
Yeah.
Lady?
Yeah.
You know, D.C. is not a city in Washington State.
No, sir, she did not say Washington State.
Well, she was talking about Washington because she said something about being on the other coast. Flying to the other coast. And whatever.
Oh, my God.
And that's why I said she didn't say Washington State, but when you were alluding to the fact that you have to fly across the country from New York, unless she thinks flying down to D.C. is flying across the country. I don't know. I'm confused.
I'm telling you.
You're supposed to be helping me here. That's why I bring you on.
This is what I don't understand. Democrats are always like, especially people on left, we're highly intelligent. We are the intelligent, educated, over-educated party. Yet, you have multiple morons who you elect that a third grader is far smarter than and far more intelligent than. But yet you're supposed to be the party of overeducated, intelligent buffoons. It's mind-boggling. Ocasio-Cortez is dumber than dirt.
Well,
she's economically illiterate, just like Bernie Sanders and 98% of Democrats.
Look, people that worked with her have come out now, and you know, I always love this. They always come out after the fact. Why don't you come out in the front end? But people have worked with her.
Probably afraid.
What, going missing like some other people have gone missing in the past? I mean, seriously, if we, I'm going to save this for the second hour because I don't want to go off. But I don't want to. No, really, I'm. This election shows because they did it in our faces. They did it right in front of us. Look at what we're doing. We're pulling up trucks with no markings on them. We're pulling ballots out, and there's not two people. There's one worker pulling ballots out of boxes in a truck and bringing them inside. Then we're taking other ballots, and in Florida, Dr. Gina Loudon's husband, he was watching them do this. He videoed them doing this. The woman that was running that particular place said, if I catch anybody with a video camera, I'm throwing you all out. You know, seriously. Why? What are you afraid of? Right? I mean, all this stuff is just amazing to me. And if a Democrat gets on a line with me and says, because it's against the law, we'll go down and list the against the laws that you have done and just don't care about. The simplest one of all is when a judge tells you you have to do something by a certain time, you do it. You don't go blowing that off. And if I was Rick Scott, I would have had the police there at the front door, the state police go, look, you let us in or we're coming in. If we're coming in, people are going to jail. It's really that simple. We're going to go on a break so I don't pop a gut here. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin joins me on the other side of the break.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, get involved. Head up to the website where you can give me your email address. And you can give me your email address. You can sign up for our newsletter. Whatever it is that you want to do, you need to get involved. And you need to get engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of help us get through all the garbage that went down during the weekend. And also, I mean, we're going to be talking about this for a while. I think we are, anyway, when we talk about the voter fraud that has taken place over the last couple of weeks. I'll put it that way. I mean, seriously. I can't imagine them putting up with... I can't imagine them putting up with the this kind of shenanigans, right, Kimberly?
Who?
The Democrats. Can you imagine if they...
Of course they wouldn't.
Even if they thought that there was a suspicious truck pulling up. Look, in L.A. County, We were starting to talk about this before we went on break. In L.A. County, we have people down there that are counting or they're watching over the counters and that kind of stuff. And they're telling me that about one out of every dozen ballots going through there, the signature doesn't match at all what they have on file. That's number one. Number two is about one out of every 15 of these things, the address doesn't match or the birth date doesn't match, that kind of stuff, right? Or the name isn't exactly the voter's name. Right? And they're letting those go through as well. And you're sitting there thinking, okay, so why check anything? Let's just let them fly through, right? So and in some cases they're finding duplicates, you know, the same person voting twice or appears to be voting twice, which is probably what we talked about earlier, where somebody's gone, they say they've already voted, then they vote provisionally. You know, the poll worker says, no, I'm sorry, you've already been here. And the guy goes, no, I haven't. So they vote provisionally, and maybe they're counting both of them. I don't know. But, go ahead.
If people are punished for breaking the law, why not just keep breaking it?
I don't know. What wasn't 16? I think
right?
It was, yeah. Well, no, I'm with you. Because I said, I think it was in 14. We did a whole bunch of stories on voter fraud. We did stories where people actually were going to jail for it. One woman voted, I think it was 7 times or 9 times or something like that. And what I found out then was that one of the things that you have to prove is the person know that it's illegal to vote multiple times and that they weren't or they didn't have the right to vote. Right? I'm thinking, wow, isn't that easy? You just look at the judge and go, I didn't know. I thought if I got 5 ballots, I could vote all 5 times. Five ballots came to my house, no problem.
Right. Or if you're going to, I don't understand some of these places that have vote by mail only. Can you say massive voter fraud?
Well, that's an easy one, right? We had we had an incident, thanks to Ring, what is it, Ring Central or the Ring, the doorbell thing. We had we had proof that there was somebody going around in our local neighborhoods. That said that they were from the county and they were collecting ballots. So if you had an absentee ballot, that they were making sure that they got in and they were collecting them. And I just went, wow, that's brazen. That's gutsy. Somebody must have told this it was a female. Somebody must have told her that they would cover her or take care of her should something go sideways. Just crazy.
And, well, I mean, the FBI stated years ago that there's all kinds of voter fraud in nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it.
All kinds of voter frauds. Fraud. You know, people don't want to... The Democrats like to say, voter fraud never happens. How many cases are prosecuted? Dude, it happens in every election across the country in every state. It doesn't get prosecuted because people don't prosecute it.
Right. No, I hear you.
And it's not always found.
Well, and it's hard to prove. There's so many variables, it's really hard to prove.
Well, exactly, because if you vote for a dead person, they don't know who you really are when you're voting. So you can look up, we already know dead people vote. This is a fact. We already know it.
Yep.
But you don't know who voted for that dead person, Democrat, of course. So you can't, how do you prosecute?
Well,
you don't know.
No, but see this. But somebody has to pay for the summary. Look at you have the Broward County. They mixed up apparently rejected ballots with valid ones by accident. Did you know that?
Really shocker.
So apparently the supervisor accidentally mixed more than a dozen rejected ballots with nearly 200 valid ones. Right now, everyone's going, a dozen is not a big deal. Well. Here's the problem. It wasn't a dozen. You know as well as I do, if there was a dozen, it was 2 dozen, it was 5 dozen, it was 12. It didn't just stop there. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And they had over 600 of these things, provisional ballots, that came up as invalid. You know, if you extrapolate some of these numbers out, you just know how egregious and how bad this is across the board. The first time I'd almost say they should do another election down there in that county, strictly in that county.
I don't know.
What is that all about?
Oh, please.
Well, come on. How do you fix this? How do you clean this up to the point where this crap can't keep happening? Because you know this is worse than Russia meddling with our elections. If Russia meddled with our elections, okay, whatever. We can deal with that. But this is from within. This is from within. With
Democrats have been meddling with our elections since what?
Andrew Jackson.
well, I don't know about that, but more modern time. I can't remember the name of it. In New York. They've been doing it since then. Okay. Unions always had a big part in that, too.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how easy it is to do this, how easy it is to get away with this, seriously. Well,
it's easy to get away with only because our government officials don't prosecute or they don't make it fraud proof. Now, nothing's ever going to be 100%, right?
Right.
But they don't even make it a little bit percent.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, they want to register everyone automatically. Okay, motor voter registration. That's how illegals end up voting.
Yeah.
The people who aren't eligible to vote are voting. It's ridiculous.
Well, I can't find any real information on it. You know, San Francisco allowed illegals to vote in local elections. So were there two ballots given? Was there an illegal ballot and a legal ballot? I mean, how did they do that?
Okay, so what happens with that kind of voter fraud is, and oftentimes illegal, they don't even know that they're doing it illegally. They not only illegals, but people who are legally here but can't vote because they're not citizens. That's another part of voter fraud. If you can get a license, so if you have motor voter registration or you get welfare or any of that with motor voter registration, they automatically sign you up. Oh, you can vote. We're going to sign you up. Thanks, Bill Clinton. You piece of crap. But that's how they do it. It's automatic. So any kind of government office you go to, welfare office, Department of Motor Vehicles, probably other offices too, who knows, Social Security, whatever, they will automatically sign you up. And so people who aren't eligible to actually vote in our elections, not even knowing they can't vote.
Wow.
Some of them are intentionally illegally voting. Some of them are not. And they have absolutely no idea they're not doing it. And they're not supposed to be.
Well, look, you know, you think about the things that are going on. First of all, the Broward County supervisor wants to count. She actually said that you should be able to count voters by illegals. You know, she wants to count every vote. Everybody who put a vote in, it should count, no matter what. Even if the name doesn't match, even if there's no name, whoever put a ballot in, it should all count. Like, really? You really said that? And Stacey Abrams, out of Georgia, she wants to do the same thing. She filed a lawsuit. She wants every vote counted, even the rejected ballots, okay, and even if they come from illegals. So it's like, if you got a heartbeat, you should be allowed to vote. This is where they're at. This is how desperate they are. It's getting out of hand. Until we decide to grow a spine and fight back, it's going to keep getting out of hand.
Well, it's going to continue. It's been going on for years. As soon as they probably figured out that this is how they could win, that's what they did.
Yeah.
You know, Democrats win by what? Spending all kinds of money, lying. Cheating.
They spent $6 billion in this race. Did you know that? $6
billion. Billion?
B with a B. They spent $6 billion in this race. Okay? Not any one in particular, but across the country. They want it bad. But when you get people like Stiers and Bloomberg, and, you know, we go down the whole list of people they have to throw money in.
Old white men.
Yeah, but isn't that the party of diversity? Bloomberg.
Yeah.
I got a sneaky suspicion that Bloomberg's going to run for president. And that's why he was throwing so much money into this. Why else would he do it?
I don't know. But, I can't wait to protest him. He came here one day and I couldn't protest because I was teaching women how to shoot rifles that he wants to ban.
That could have been a protest.
otherwise, I would have protested him. Some Democrats in New Hampshire today said, Republicans, you better get on board with gun control. You're going to throw the rest of you out. And I'm like, oh, you mean you're going to whore for more Democrat money from old white men?
Like Bloomberg. Yeah, I love it.
A guy that's surrounded
by guns. Anyway, where do they find you?
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteGrock.com, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Okay, when we come back, we are going to talk about what the Democrats have on their plate, what they're going to do to this country. Anyway, that's the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.